Wednesday, March 14th. President spent most of the day on press conference preparation. Did have me over at midday. He was concerned about the whole approach to veterans. Ehrlichman had sent him a memo suggesting various approaches, and the president felt that the speech by him is the only thing that would have any effect as far as what he does. He also doesn't like the idea, which was suggested in the memo, of using Kissinger to solve the veterans' problems. He thinks we've got to get other people going on that. The concern here is that we're being portrayed as not caring about Vietnam veterans and wounded veterans, and we haven't distinguished them from the general run of World War I and II veterans. He feels that we should get a VFW guy as the deputy to Johnson, and that he should be assigned to work on all this, and say that his results will depend on, will decide whether he gets the job or not later on. He then got into the POW question, wants to have the briefing before the White House dinner for the wives as well as the men. He's concerned about what to do with the press on it. He doesn't want any press at the dinner. At least he doesn't want to give the press the chance to get at the POWs. So he thinks there shouldn't be any press except maybe as spectators for the entertainment. The briefing would be totally off the record with no press at all. Maybe a photo opportunity at the beginning and a photo opportunity at the dinner. He got into the Kissinger PR question in relation to Henry's appearance at the AP dinner, wants me to get Henry to get across the points about working with the president, and so on, the anecdotal points, make the point that the AP people aren't as smart as reporters, so he shouldn't read a text or put one out, and he should do no TV, he should do it with feeling to affect just that audience.
What?
President also got into general schedule stuff because of the heavy load that's been piled on this week on odds and ends, and made the point that he can't go on meeting with ordinary people. And that was also suggested in Ehrlichman's VFW thing. He thinks we've got to concentrate his meetings on the shakers and movers, people that influence other people, which I completely agree with. Mitchell called today to say he had talked to Pappas and that Pappas had a different view than the president of what he had said to the president regarding keeping Tosca in Greece. He definitely wants Tosca retained there. The one question is Tosca wants to become a career ambassador, and we should try to work that out if we can. Also, Henry says that Farland definitely can't take Mexico, so we got to figure out some other post for him. End of March 14th.